first person that I ever knew carried the church in Emma's lived down here in this next house. She was an old lady, an old man, an old lady, and was well to do. And he owned a lot of stuff and had money, and his wife died before he did. She was old, real old and blind, and the man that they bought the casket from, the one caskets like they are now, you know, they're just plain, and he gave that man $25 to take her over to the church in a hearse. He didn't want her hauled in a wagon, and that was 31. That's the first one I remember.
1931. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see.
He didn't want his wife carried in a wagon. It's too rough.
Hmm. I see. The to be calling graveyards or cemeteries?
Yeah, graveyard cemetery.
That'd be attached to the church.
Most all the churches had one by them. Some of them didn't. There's none at the Methodist Church at Chester, but there's one at the Baptist Church up there. And a few churches around that don't have, but most of them do. And now all the people making all yours, what church they belong to, bury in the cemetery, regardless of what denomination they are, church or cemetery is at. It doesn't make any difference about that, you see. We got a big one over at our church, one of the biggest in the world around, and hire somebody to keep it all the time. Got a bunch of trustees over there that looks after it and keeps it. A man at work at it all the time, you see. And anybody can bury that wants to, just go in and pick him out a lot. But you know, always finds out who he's buried close to that they don't want to be buried there. And about long ago, they bought some more ground over there and fixed it up and got it nice to bury folks that want to. There's a 5-acre plot that is deeded to the cemetery a long, long time ago, and her father had a tract of land there by it, and he deeded, I think, 1.5 acres or 2 acres to it. And then they bought another tract not long ago. It's 7 or 8 acres in that cemetery. And they keep it up and keep it in good shape. Well, it's right by our Methodist church over there, but the church is deeded to the Methodist Conference, but the graveyard is on another tract of land. There's a section line go between them and the church and cemetery, and it's deeded to the trustees.
I see.
So the church doesn't have anything to do with it, only it's just that the Methodist church is here. And them trustees have a right to say what's done and what's not done.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet there ever so often, and if a man dies or gets off of the committee, well, they want to elect another man to take his place.
I see. So they've got the responsibility.
They've got the responsibility for that. They're the ones that bought that extra land, and just a man in the community lost some of his family and got to spend a whole lot of time over there because he told me one day, he said, I'd spend my fishing days here. I'd rather be here with where the folks are and children, I think. Don't think that time his wife and dad. And he got to going over there and cleaning up certain parts of it and working around his grave and his daddy and mother's grave. Well, folks would come in there and find him working. I said, well, what do you fix mine for? I'll pay you if you fix mine. And finally, he just got the job and bought a nice wire. Some kind of storm-proof wire, and put a cyclone wire, and put around the whole thing, and put in steel post, concrete post, and put the post in concrete holes, you see, and fixed up real nice, and fenced around the whole thing, and
nice.
Got started that way.
Nice, they keep it up.
They keep it up, keep it mold, mm-hmm. When there's a funeral out, they do away the dirt that's left, that's in there left, fill up the holes, and fill up the graves, and things like that. It's nice.
Take it back to childhood for a minute. What homemade things did you play with as a boy? Do you remember anything that you used to play with?
They generally made their own things. Back when they was growing up, the car just got started, and they'd make them something that looked like a car and play with it. The youngest boy up there, his granddaughter was born a whale out there in the yard. He went and got him a salmon can and cut some flanges in the bottom of it so it